Good morning, this is Emily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It feels very good to be back. It's currently 6:05 in the morning, and I'm feeling really tired as well, but also so excited to be playing this set for you. You just heard In My Room by Jacob Collier. And this is off of his 2017 album, In My Room. And it is a cover by the song by the Beach Boys, which is also the theme for today's show, which is covers, which I'm super excited about. In My Room, two of the songs off this album won Grammys in 2017, which is timely because the Grammys were last night. He also arranged, recorded, and produced this album entirely on his own, playing every instrument heard in the album, which is wild to me. And the cover image is of him standing in his living room in his house, just surrounded by all these instruments, which is so cool. And Jacob Collier is really talented. So that was the first song, and today's set list, like I said, the theme is covers. I'm gonna try and start off slow here for the listeners as well as myself, just to sort of wake up and get more into it. And then we're gonna get into some good stuff. but I don't really know what the order is. So it's gonna, you're gonna find out along with me. But yeah, so with that, let's get back into it.
Thank you. side by side while electric love penetrates the sky. I wanna show you electric woman wait for you and me. Ahead, I see the lover land. Do you understand? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. May lover, may lover, may lover. And have you ever been in? Have you ever been?
All right. You just heard Sea of Love by Cat Power. Originally by Phil Phillips, and then Have You Ever Been to Electric Ladyland, originally by Jimi Hendrix. Covers are so cool because I think often people know, or sometimes people know the covered version more than the original, which I don't know. I think you should, you know, sometimes a song takes on an entirely new personality when it's covered. But anyways, Sea of Love is an example of a song that I don't know if I've heard the original. I've only really heard the Cat Power version. And I know it from the movie Juno. It's on the soundtrack of Juno, which is one of my favorite movies. Yeah, and then Have You Ever Been to Electric Ladyland by Napalm. I looked up the Genius interpretation sort of notes on it, and it says that Napalm wanted to take on this cover because she felt as though many focused too much on the technical skill of Hendrix's music and neo-soul songs in general, and she wanted to, quote, refocus the sonic energy on the song's emotional character. And then it says she has admitted she's not a precise guitar player, but instead is heavily driven by the feelings songs may evoke, which is really interesting, and I think I will think about that more when I listen to her music more now. Because I do feel like her songs are very emotional and soulful and, yeah, I don't know, free form, I think, in a way that feels cool to know now that was intentional. Anyways, yeah, so with that, let's get into the next song.
Chimney top, that's where you'll find. yeah. I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly me, and it's me.
Pockets, who is a group that only does covers, which I think is extra fitting for today's set. And yeah, they are super funky and kind of add their own twist to everything that they cover and turn it into their own piece, kind of like I was saying before, where it feels like a new piece of music. That cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow is so good. It just goes so hard. And yeah, I think the way I would describe it is exactly how I would sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow if I could just, you know, do every riff that I imagined. And yeah, and then you heard How Deep Is Your Love, originally by the Bee Gees, by PJ Morton and Yeba, and this version is also live, which feels, extra special, I would say. It is still dark out, by the way, and yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath, really, for the sun to rise, and just, you know, chilling in the studio. Took out my knitting today, which I was inspired because I've come into the studio and seen others knitting while DJing before. And that is the vibe this morning. So we're getting into it more now, as you can probably tell. It's getting groovy, it's getting funky, and it's getting fun. So yeah, that's all I have to say for now. Let's get back to it.
places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
Okay, you just heard Pinball Wizard by Elton John, originally by The Who, followed by In My Life by Johnny Cash, of course, originally by The Beatles. And both of these songs, are very special because they come recommended by my dad. So thank you, Dad, so much for all the recommendations. And I actually, while I was sitting here doing my knitting, remembered back to last night when I was hanging out with my friends, and one of my friends made this comment, which was, no matter how great an artist is, it's inevitable that after a certain amount of time, they will be forgotten. Which I don't think I agree with, but just wanted to share that because I think covering a song is sort of a cool way to keep it alive and maybe modernize it. Kind of how I was saying earlier, how covers can take on their own unique new composition. But yeah, and then that anecdote is also relevant because I was saying last night, I think the Beatles are an example of an artist that I just don't think they will ever be forgotten. I think they will transcend generations, for sure. And with that, I have to tell you why you should go green with rechargeable batteries. If you ever want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NiMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? So true. And with that, let's continue with the music.
Summer day, my cherry amor, distant as the Milky Way. My cherry amor, pretty little one that I adore. You're the only one my heart beats for. How I wish that you some cafe, or sometimes on a crowded street. I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My cherie amour, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that smile I wore? How I wish that you were mine.
Pop in right now to give a large shout out to Aaliyah Magnuson, who is listening live at 6:39 in the morning. So thank you, Aaliyah. And she just texted me that she didn't know Pinball Wizard was a cover, which is not to call her out, but again, I just find that so interesting and honestly so cool. That, you know, songs can sort of, covered songs can take on their own new identity, almost. Wow, okay. That was My Cherie Amour by George Benson, originally by Stevie Wonder. And it's a really cool cover, I think. But when I hear this song, I think of the movie Silver Linings Playbook. And in the movie, it is like the trigger for Bradley Cooper's character, which like reminds him of his trauma. So maybe that's not a good association to have with such a beautiful song, but it is because it plays a lot in the movie. And it's a really good movie. So yes, that was just a little interlude. Let's get back to it.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Killing me soft.
Well, my man Little Bass, Ty, Jerry, see, one time.
We got warming up in here.
This is how we
up in here. Outsiders up in here. We
refugee
got Valor up in here. Milady, Milady's up in here. Yeah. We got Valor.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
All right, you just heard. What did you just hear? Killing Me Softly with His Hands. Originally by Roberta Flack, but this version is just so good. Lauryn Hill's vocals are incredible. And then you heard Mambo number 5 by Lou Bega, which is also absolutely incredible. I can't really tell if I want to call it a cover or a sample or a remix almost of the original sampling of a famous Mambo track by a Cuban artist, Perez Prado. And obviously Lou Bega is riffing and talking about Monica and Eric and Erica and Jessica and Rita in a new way. But that song is honestly just the best way to start the morning, and now it is truly the morning as the sun is starting to peek out to provide an update and to provide some light for me with my knitting. Okay, so with that, let's get back to the music.
Let's go.
Emily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you everyone so much for listening. Happy Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your week.